This episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is brought to you in part by the Shining Wizards Network, home to 9 great shows and featuring Thursday Night Destruction with Dave Destruction, the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast with Justin and the Two Timmies, the Neckbreaker Podcast, a pro wrestling and heavy metal podcast, Pro Wrestling 101 with Justin Credible, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers, the Midnight Jury, Mike Norenganger and Adam Henning, take you back to the last old school generation debating 80s and 90s pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture. 2.5 Wrestlers featuring Jay Silva, Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, and the newest member, Brian Myers, also known as Kurt Hawkins. And our brothers to the north are featured as Canadian wrestling fan and photographer Stickman presents Apex Radio. The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
This is ACH, and you are tuned in to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
Kevin.
Hey.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
Right back at you, Slick.
It's a very, very special episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it is wrestling talk.
And it is talk about wrestling.
We have a very, very exciting show tonight lined up for you guys
this afternoon. Pulled right out of thin air, just about.
I guess that's our motto. We kind of step in shit and we get rewarded for it.
Yeah. We've been stepping in a lot of shit lately.
And it hasn't ruined our fancy kicks, so good for us.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
We are joined today by one Chris Sabin. He'll be calling in a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about Pro Wrestling Guerrilla's Battle of Los Angeles going on this weekend. We're going to talk about Wrestle Jam 12 taking place September 6th. In Connecticut, Meriden, Connecticut, I believe.
Connecticut. Yeah, oh, that's it. That's a place.
Wrestle Jam 12, something to do every year up there in Connecticut. We were fortunate enough to form a relationship with Michael Banks. He's the promoter. He runs the show up there. And it's just a great cause. It's a wrestling show with a stacked card that we will get into. But the most important thing is that portions of the proceeds, they go to help St. Jude's Children's Hospital and the Meriden YMCA.
Very, very good deal there. Very
Tickets
good.
Tickets are only $15. Bell time is 7:30. Doors are at 6:30. Our guest tonight, Chris Sabin, he will be taking on past guest, the Juice, JT Dunn. The Wrestle Jam Championship is on the line as Hallowicket takes on Biff Busick. Our buddy Drew Gulak takes on Brian Fury. Gran Akuma takes on Fire Ant. The ISW King of Crazy, Chris Dickinson, defends his title against one half of the Juicy Product, David Starr. I mean, it's a stacked card.
Lots of stuff going on.
You guys can get tickets if you want to email one Michael Banks, mbanks630@yahoo.com. They're $15 a ticket. First and second row is sold out. Doors 6:30, bell time 7:30, taking place in Meriden, Connecticut. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
You're probably not.
I'm not too familiar with the state of Connecticut, and I'm not too good at pronouncing things.
That's like a double whammy for you.
So
geography and English.
I think I'm good with geography.
You said you didn't know anything about Connecticut. That's geography.
Well, I know that there's a bunch of trees and there's a helicopter museum.
And a WWE headquarter.
Oh, yeah. That's in Connecticut, too.
With the new stupid logo.
Man, people don't like the logo, do they?
I don't hate it. And the flag. Is that really there, that flag?
I don't think the 999 flag's really there. But
that'd be hysterical if it was.
We should ask the Norenganger. Wasn't he up there a couple weeks ago?
He was up there. That's right. We'll reach out to our pal at the Midnight Jury. But, yeah, this event is shaping up to be a really good one. A lot of action for Wrestle Jam. So if you're in the area, go check it out. We'll talk to Chris Sabin all about that in a little bit. Yeah, Shinran is on the show too. I didn't see that. But yeah, it's gonna be an awesome time on September 12th. So get on out there, people.
September 6th.
September 12th. Oh, WrestleJam 12. WrestleJam September 6th. 12. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Facebook.com/WrestleJam1. On Twitter, @WrestleJamCT, short for Connecticut.
Oh, so you're good with abbreviations.
Aha,
there it
that.
Is. We found.
I paid attention.
We found a silver lining in the cloud that is Matt Bowman.
Big weekend in the world of independent wrestling. Our guest also taking part in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla's Battle of Los Angeles.
That is some exciting shit.
Which I know your boy, Giancarlo, he did like a fucking fundraiser, and he's out there.
That's right. The Boosall movement is in L.A., huh?
Yeah, they are in Reseda, California for all three nights. I need to get fucking friends like his so they could pay for me to go out. To...
I'm sure we probably could have done it.
You think so?
Yeah, but we just don't have any time.
I would have loved to have gone out there. It is probably the biggest, actually, I think it is the biggest Battle of Los Angeles to date. And it's really a who's who of wrestling talent.
Dude, I don't keep up with, not as much as you. I mean, I do. I know every single name on this show. But I don't keep up with it as much as you, and I'm like absolutely floored at this lineup, at this this tournament that has, like Matt said, a who's who. We use that term a lot, but this really is it. Anyone you could possibly think of that's relevant in the independent world of wrestling is on this show and is out in LA this weekend. And I'm already waiting for the DVD to come out. I'm already waiting for I don't know what they do with this. I don't know if they ever put it online or anything like that, but. I'm waiting already. I want to see every single match on this card. And that's just the first round. It's a tournament. You're going to get amazing matches every step of the way because not one of these wrestlers in this match is capable of putting on a subpar match. So you're getting three nights of amazing wrestling with the best talent in the world, and every match is guaranteed to deliver something fantastic. So I'm super stoked for this. I can't wait to talk to Sabin and get his views on it. This is fantastic stuff out in LA for PWG.
Yeah, I stand corrected. They actually did a 24-man tournament 7 years ago.
Oh, all right, well.
But this is the 10th
statute of limitations is up on that, so you can say this is the biggest
one. It was the 10th annual BOLA. Past winners include Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, El Generico, Joey Ryan, Kenny Omega, Loki, Davey Richards, I want to say, 1-1. I mean, it's crazy. And to see where these guys have gone the last 2 years, Adam Cole went on to become the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion.
Right.
And the PWG World Heavyweight Champion. And then Kyle O'Reilly just won the PWG World Heavyweight Championship not too long ago. So BOLA really is a stepping stone for these guys in the world of independent wrestling. And it's interesting to see some of the names making their appearances at BOLA for the first time. I know Brian Myers, also known as Kurt Hawkins, part of the Shining Wizards Network and 2.5 Wrestlers. He's going out there to make his debut. Taking on AJ Styles in the first round, if you're not familiar with Kurt Hawkins and what he can actually do in the ring.
What he could really do, like when he's really showcased what he can really do, and you won't be disappointed because, heck, it's AJ Styles too.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get your eyes are going to be open if you're
like,
not familiar.
That match in itself, actually all of these first round matches could possibly main event any show around. I mean, look, Michael Elgin, Tommaso Ciampa, Ricochet versus am I looking at the right one?
Yeah, yeah.
Ricochet versus Chris Sabin. Ricochet is huge right now. Chris Sabin is one of the top stars in the world. Johnny Gargano, Chuck Taylor. It's incredible. You can literally name every single match and be like, oh, I would see that headline any show. That's just the first round.
Yeah, I mean, Elgin's, he's been in the finals the last 2 years. So a lot of people think he's due. A lot of people think Ricochet is, I mean...
Ricochet is probably on top of the world right now.
I know he's the Dragon Gate champion. I know he's the Dragon Gate Japan champion. I'm sure it's like open the Freedom Gate or...
Yeah.
I'm not too.
And he was supposed to. I think he missed a flight. He was supposed to do something in Mexico, and he was featured heavily in that in some event. I think it was Triple Mania or whatever the last one was that Del Rio was at. He was supposed to go down there. So he is, but he didn't make it. But he's everywhere, and it's just incredible.
So you look down our tournament, Kevin. All right.
All right.
I guess we'll I want to make predictions.
You want to go first round predictions, or you want to go who's going to win the tournament prediction? Let's do first round. We got time.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start at the top then with our friend Drew Gulak and Kyle O'Reilly. Unfortunately, I have to say I think Kyle O'Reilly moves on to the next round. Drew Gulak, first time being in PWG. Although I could be wrong. He might have been out there last month. But I think I'm right. I think he's making his PWG debut. I don't think he gets out of the first round.
Yeah, Kyle O'Reilly's really hot right now. So as much as we want to say Drew Gulak, I will agree with you and say Kyle O'Reilly advances. But you never know, though. Like, I look at Kyle O'Reilly.
No, I mean, there's storylines that go on in PWG, and I know Kyle O'Reilly was feuding with Mount Rushmore, which is the Young Bucks and Adam Cole. So, I mean, they could always have a hand in that. And just to further along the storyline and have, you know, Drew Gulak come in there. Not like he's a nobody, but Kyle is the PWG champion. To see them have a hand in it and possibly have Drew Gulak upset Kyle O'Reilly, I guess you would call it an upset and move on.
See, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even realize that the PWG champion is in a tournament. Like, you know what I mean? Normally tournaments are to, what's the word I'm looking for? Set up a championship contender. And now you have the champion actually in the tournament because I guess Bola it's the biggest event of the year.
Yeah, so. it's you know, winning Bola might be on the same platform as being the PWG champion.
All right, so let's move on to the next match.
ACH, Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega doesn't come back to the States very often. So to have an opportunity to see him take on ACH, that's cold. Thank you. I have actually Kenny Omega winning Battle of Los Angeles.
All right.
I'm very excited for that. I think he's gonna get the Duke over the ACH.
Just all right. Yeah. So I agree with you, Kenny Omega.
Zack Sabre Jr. Against Adam Cole. If you're not familiar with Zack Sabre Jr., I know he wrestles a lot in England. He's a big star over there. He's featured in Progress Wrestling, who we're friendly with. Him against Adam Cole, I mean, it's a who's who. I think Adam Cole gets the Duke.
I think we are in a complete agreement on all three matches so far. I also think Adam Cole will win.
Oh, man.
Match.
I busted Tony and Phil Reyes balls when they did like a fake tournament because they agreed on everything.
I'm sorry. I agree with you.
No, don't be sorry. I'm sure I'm going to get it tenfold coming back my way.
You're going to get the karma.
Yeah. I'm going to get the digression of hot dog fingers attacking me. Candice LeRae, Rich Swann. I think they have Candice beat Rich to set up a Candice Adam Cole thing in the second round.
Oh, is there something going on there?
There's always something going on with Adam Cole and Candice.
Oh, all right. I'll say Rich Swann just to be different because I think the obvious choice is Candice, but I'll go with Rich Swann.
I like the Rich Swann. Rich Swann's a good guy.
Yeah.
Bobby Fish, Brian Cage. Brian Cage looks like he's going to explode out of his skin. He's so fucking jacked. and Bobby Fish is a replacement for the injured Trent Beretta or AR Fox. Both those guys were in there. And Candice also. Candice and Bobby Fish replaced Trent Beretta and AR Fox.
Trent.
Bobby Fish, Brian Cage. I'm going to go Brian Cage. As much as I like Bobby Fish being part of one of the best tag teams in the world in Red Dragon, I don't see him beating the monster that is Brian Cage.
I'll go with I don't even know if you call it an upset. I guess I'll go with the upset just because Brian Cage is so freaking huge. I'll go Bobby Fish.
I like it. I can't wait to read the results and see the DVD when it comes out of these matches. Chuck Taylor, Johnny Gargano. It's really a toss-up. It's going to be probably a comedy match. But I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano.
Me too.
All right, I like it. Biff Busick, Roderick Strong. I think Bazza Smith put something on our Facebook before. Roderick Strong, I'm pretty sure has been in the most bolas, and it is Biff Busick's debut. So I'll take Strong for the win, and a lot of people would like to see Roderick win this tournament. I just don't think it's in the cards for him.
I don't know. I'll go. I mean, you said this is Biff Busick's first.
Yeah, it's his debut.
No, that's all. Say they make a splash and have Biff Busick beat Roderick Strong.
That'd be a huge win.
Yeah.
And then two former WWE employees square off as Chris Hero takes on Matt Sydal, also known as Evan Bourne.
Has Evan Bourne had a match yet since? Has he wrestled at all?
Yeah, he worked Evolve at the beginning of the month.
Ah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And I think he's going to be back in September when they come to the area.
Which we will be going to, correct?
Yes, no? We will be there Sunday night.
Yes.
And Zack Sabre Jr. is going to be there too, which I'm excited to see him live. I think he's wrestling Gulak or Busick, one of the two.
Awesome.
Ah, Jesus. Sydal, Hero. Let's go. I'm going to go Hero.
I'll take the artist formerly known as Evan Bourne. I'll take Matt Sydal. I just realized it's going to be really tough. If we pick different guys, how are we going to do the next round? Whose pick gets to go on?
No, we could just pick. I mean,
we just pick this and then just say who we think is going to win.
See, I mean, I already kind of let the cat out of the bag with Kenny Omega.
You let Mr. Kitty out of the bag.
Mr. Kitty can stay in the bag. Elgin, Tomasa, I'm going Elgin. I mean, he's gotten to the finals the last 2 years. I think it's something that is
like a running thing. You think they're going to keep making him look strong in these tournaments until one day they finally?
He's the Ring of Honor champion now, so
yeah.
I mean, shit, it's his time. I think maybe.
We still upset about his haircut?
Yeah, he should have never cut the mullet off. The mullet was the bomb, man.
Dude, that was a sick mullet. That's a throwback mullet. Ricochet, Chris Sabin, guest today on the show. I'm sorry, Chris, and you could yell at me later when I tell you this because we will bring it up. I think Ricochet is just, like I said, on top of the world right now, and I think he's going to keep his momentum going strong, and Ricochet gets the win over Sabin.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that too, but maybe we don't have to tell him that we think he's going to lose to Ricochet.
But that wouldn't be a good thing to bring up to our celebrity guest, that we think that he's terrible and he's going to lose.
All right. Terrible is no, we don't terrible think Chris, choice. That's a terrible choice of words. Kevin.
He's not terrible. Listen, this is we might have to edit this.
But, no edit.
Because Chris Sabin is awesome. He's one of my favorites in TNA when he was there. And so, but I just think Ricochet is gonna win this match. Sorry, Chris.
Trevor Lee, Cedric Alexander, probably two of the lesser known guys in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm not actually too familiar with Trevor Lee.
Trevor Lee has been making a splash in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. I believe he beat Kevin Steen.
Okay.
PWG show, which was Kevin's farewell match.
Is that what we call a little passing of the torch action?
Perhaps.
That's huge.
And I know I put something on Facebook before we did the show, and someone's really high on Trevor Lee. Or maybe it was Twitter. I think the guys at the Weekly Wrestling Podcast in Canada, they like Trevor Lee to win the whole thing. But I do like him beating Cedric Alexander and moving on to the next round.
I'll go. I know who Cedric Alexander is. I know what we just talked about with Trevor Lee is awesome, but because I know who Cedric Alexander is, I will pick Cedric Alexander to win. But I will go and watch Trevor Lee matches as soon as this show is over because I hate not knowing about a wrestler who's apparently really awesome. So I will look up Trevor Lee.
And then we got the last match of the first round.
Ooh.
Styles and Myers.
Oh, man. You have to go first because this is tough.
Jesus. I think.
I mean, Brian's a boy.
Yeah, and you know what? I think PWG, I think, is a nice springboard for him. So I'm gonna take Brian Myers over AJ Styles.
Another former guest of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, Mr. AJ Styles.
I mean, there's so much. There's nobody else from the Bullet Club there.
Dude, I might fly out tomorrow just to watch this fucking match. This is tomorrow, right? This
match? that's tomorrow night's match.
Oh.
I'm going to go Myers.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. The guys, Jamie and Pat and those guys and Brian would never forgive me if I picked our boy to lose. So, got to go with the old Shining Wizards Network nepotism and pick Brian Myers for the win against AJ Styles.
I was wrong. That's night one. That's tonight.
Oh. So. We have all of our ducks here in a row at the Shining Wizards. Hey, this is a thrown together last minute special event. So cut us some slack.
You know what it is? It's such a great tournament that you just.
Which I will bring up with Chris about how the format and the stylings of one night tournaments, or well, whatever, two night, three night tournaments, but just a consistently held tournament is a lost art in wrestling, at least on the main stage, at least in WWE and to a lesser extent TNA. You never see, they did away with King of the Ring so long ago, and it's just, I think it's a lost art. I think it's something that they feel doesn't draw money, one-night tournaments or tournaments in general, but this will probably, hopefully maybe open some eyes. It's been around for years, but this one is just going to, I think, hopefully bring back that style of one-night special event tournament feel.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the way they have it set up, that they're going to have a three-way, the finals are a three-way dance.
Does it not equal out like that?
No, because it's 24 guys. So it'll go 24...
A 24, 20, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
6 to 3.
Yeah, because it would be 8, 16, 32 if it was all going to be equal.
So I'll go Kenny Omega against...
Who's your finals? Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Kenny Omega against Roderick Strong against... Fuck.
I got to look at it again to see if I'm not going to pick people that win.
Maybe I'm not going to pick Kenny Omega to win.
Because who would he end up with?
He faces the winner of Gulak O'Reilly.
Right.
And then he would face the winner of...
Okay, yeah, because it is set up in the three different little thirds.
Okay, no, I'm going to say Kenny Omega, Roderick Strong, Ricochet.
And Kenny Omega gets the deuce?
Yes.
All right, I will go... See, I like your... See, the more you talk about Kenny Omega, the more I like it. But I will go.
See, my only concern with Kenny Omega is that he's not
a PWG guy.
It's not that he is a PWG guy.
Is he? I don't know. I mean,
he doesn't work the states as often.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh man, I'm still going Kenny Omega for the.
All right. Well, yeah, you committed to that now. Nothing can't turn back. I will go Adam Cole in that group. I will go. Matt Sydal in the second group. And I will go Ricochet. See, I wish I knew who was more working PWG regularly. Ricochet. So I have Ricochet, I have Matt Sydal, and I have... Adam Cole, who's a ROH. I don't like either. Once I put them together, I don't like any of them.
gotta pick a winner, Kev.
I know. I mean, I wish I knew who was. It's tougher for me because I don't know who's there on a.
Well, quickly, Kyle O'Reilly's there, ACH is there, Adam Cole's there, Candice is there, Rich is there. Brian Cage is there regularly. Bobby Fish just started being there regular. Gargano.
So is this?
Taylor.
So a lot of the ROH guys are regularly over there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll stick with Adam Cole. I want to go Sydal. For some reason I think they're just going to do something with Sydal. I don't know why. Maybe this is tough, man. I'm sorry. Fucking an idiot. I'll say Ricochet wins it.
All right, you're going Ricochet for the win. So yeah. Ricochet. And
did
Kenny
you pick
Omega.
Ricochet?
No, I took Kenny Omega.
Okay, that's right.
I took Ricochet to be in the final three.
Yeah. I could see Brian Meyer. I could see Brian getting there too.
He's got
or even Elgin.
Move.
You said Elgin. There could be just like a long running thing with them where they just keep putting him in the finals and he doesn't get it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And not even involved in the tournament. Fucking Daniels and Kazarian are there. The Young Bucks are going to be there. PWG knows what they're doing.
It's a stack card, top to bottom, all three nights. And we can't wait to talk about it with Chris Sabin.
You are correct. And he's going to be calling a few, so we're going to take a quick short break. And when we come back, we'll be on the line with Chris Sabin talking Bola, talking Wrestle Jam. Talking TNA
and whatever else tickles our fancy.
So sit tight, kids. We'll be right back.
True.
What's up? This is a Southern Stomper, Luke Hawks, huge effing arms, Wildcat Sports, and you're listening to Shining Wizards Podcast.
Joining us now on the Shining Wizards Hotline is the one and only Chris Sabin. Chris, how are you today?
Here I am. Good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight. A lot of things going on with you. You've been keeping busy since a lot of us have seen you last. What exactly have you been up to?
Pretty much just doing a lot of independent shows. Last weekend I just did a couple shows in Europe. I was in Germany and England for a couple of days, so basically just getting around, doing my thing. You know, I got PWG this weekend, next weekend doing a show out in Connecticut for a Wrestle Jam. October I go to Scotland, so yeah, I got some good stuff lined up.
Wow, that's exciting. I mean, traveling the world, is that something you were always looking forward to doing when you got into the wrestling business?
Oh yeah, that's definitely one of the perks and one of my favorite parts of being a wrestler is being able to travel and get paid to travel, no less. You know, it's tough money to be able to see the world and to have it as part of your job and be able to get paid to go see the world and do what you love. It's pretty awesome, man. I got to say,
that's great. Other than like Japan, you said Scotland. I'm sure you've been to India. Where else in the world have you gone? And what's your favorite country to be in?
Japan, yes, Mexico, I've been in Australia, New Zealand, WM Main, France, United Arab Emirates, UAE in the Middle East, which is cool. I really like Japan just because I like the Japanese food a lot, and I like the Japanese wrestling product as well. It's just a nice place to go. I don't know, it's just hard to explain. You can't really understand until you go there. You know, it's like you're living in the future or something like that when you're there. So it's really cool. I would say Japan is probably my favorite place.
And how many times do you have to go there before you can understand or even speak the language?
Well, probably a lot. I've been there probably about 11 or 12 times, and I only know little bits and pieces. You know, I can't speak any sentences or phrases, but I can. You know, if I have to go to the bathroom or something, or I run into someone and need to say excuse me or goodbye or hello, simple things like that, I can say. But, you know, other than that, it seems like a pretty difficult language to learn, and it is from what I've heard from others.
Now, you mentioned Pro Wrestling Guerrilla and Wrestle Jam the next couple weekends. Battle of Los Angeles, I mean, they're going, it's go big or go home. PWG's really, they're doing bigger and better things, it seems like, every show. I mean, what does it mean to you to be part of that group of 24 that are going to be taking part in the Battle of Los Angeles?
It means a lot. I've always liked PWG. I used to work for them a lot. I think it was 2005 or 2006. I was on almost every one of their shows for an entire year. So, you know, I have a little history there. I've been there many times. The roster has always been good. They always are kind of like their own unique wrestling promotion, different from any other promotion in the world, really. And I think that's really one of the best things about them. This tournament, I mean, it's like, you know, the best of the best of people who aren't really signed to big contracts right now. So, the people are in for just an unbelievable show, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to wrestling Ricochet again as well.
Yeah, this, like the talent pool we talked about earlier is a who's who. Any match on this in just the first round could potentially headline any show in the country. And that's just the first round. So, I mean, what does it mean to you to be a part of this talent pool? Like you said, it's the best of the best who haven't signed that big contract. What does that mean to you?
Well, yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I guess it's confirmation of my status, of where I am, you know, as far as wrestling goes. You know, it's an honor and to be considered among, you know, the best of the best, as far as those guys go. And, you know, everyone in that tournament is talented. I mean, they wouldn't be talented if they were, you know, they wouldn't be in the tournament if they weren't talented. So, it just shows that, you know, it's a high level of wrestling.
Right. And you've been to the top of the mountain with TNA. And I've asked this question to a few other guys who have been on the show. A long time ago, it seemed to be that the measuring success in pro wrestling was when you got to WWE or if you got to WWE. To me now, with this high level of independent talent out there, to me it seems like you don't just measure success by signing a contract with Vince. you can make you could be successful in this business by working for a company like Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. How do you feel about that, and how do you measure success in pro wrestling today?
Well, I mean, I think success is a very subjective thing. I think that each person has different goals and different aspirations for their own career in wrestling. And I think it's up to each personal person as a wrestler to find, you know, their own success. What do they see as their own personal level of success? You know, some people will be perfectly content never working, you know, working once a month, you know, in front of 50 people. That some one person might consider that successful, and another person might consider the ultimate goal, headlining WrestleMania, to be successful. So, I mean, I think that's kind of up to the individual person. You know, and there's completely different levels of success. So it's really hard to say. I don't think that's something that you can really measure objectively, if you know what I mean.
All right, well then, what was your goal when you first got into wrestling?
Oh, my goal is to wrestle for WWE. That's been my goal since I was a little kid. I have always wanted to work for that specific company. So, you know, but
right.
I wouldn't say I'm not successful, though. I wouldn't use that as, like, I'm not successful until I do that, because I've been very successful in wrestling and very lucky, so.
Yeah. Yeah, your resume is, I mean, it oozes success. I mean, the most ever reigns as an X Division champion, a TNA champion. Going into the weekend, though, Battle of Los Angeles, and the next weekend, what does it mean for you when you're involved in an event like Wrestle Jam, where they're helping St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and you're kind of giving back to the community? How often does something like that occur for you when you're out there working?
I mean, I definitely meet a lot of, I'll meet a lot of kids and meet a lot of, like, disabled people or whatever, you know, and, like, you know, sign autographs, take pictures and stuff with them. You know, it means, it's always good to give back, of course, to any kind of fan. And the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, that's a really kind thing that Wrestle Jam is doing. And I'm honored to be a part of it. And, you know, it's always good to give back. So.
Now, is this your first dealing with Wrestle Jam?
Yes, this is my first time I'll be there.
Okay. I mean, for you going in there, the Juice, JT Dunn, are you familiar with his work? Are you looking forward to working with him?
I haven't seen him wrestle yet, but usually, you know, about a week before I wrestle somebody, if I haven't seen them before, I'll look them up online and kind of do a little study and do a little research. But I haven't seen him wrestle before, just because I haven't been on the show with him or anything. I've never met him before.
Fair enough. He's claiming to be the new Knockout Kid. So he's stealing Chris Hero's gimmick. But he's a good guy. I think you guys will work well together. It's definitely something the people in Connecticut are going to enjoy. First time ever, Chris Sabin against the Juice, JT Dunn. Wrestle Jam 12 taking place at the Meriden YMCA in Meriden, Connecticut. You can go to facebook.com/WrestleJam1 for all the information. Tickets are still available. $15 at the door. You can email mbanks630@yahoo.com to get your tickets. Chris, last we saw you, TNA, before you became world champion, it seemed like you were on again, off again, hurt. How's the knee treating you? How's your health these days?
Good, actually. I'm very healthy and very good shape. You know, I have, you know, since I haven't been on the road with TNA, I have, you know, a little more free time, a little more time to be able to get to the gym and be on a consistent training regimen, consistent eating regimen. So, you know, I feel like just this time away has been very beneficial for my health, mentally and physically. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I haven't had any injuries since then, you know, and It's weird. I mean, I've been wrestling for 14 years, you know, and I've only had two major injuries. It was just two really major injuries back to back. So people kind of like, I don't know, sometimes people say that I'm injury prone or something like that. But, you know, if you think being injured twice in 14 years, that's really not too bad. It was just back to back. So I think people, you know, and it lasted for about 2 years. So I think people, you know, kind of see that. And it seems like, because I was gone for so long, that I'm injury prone or something like that, which I'm not. I'm actually in great shape, and I'm feeling great.
Yeah, it's. I mean, as wrestling fans, we would watch TNA, and when you know, sometimes TNA would get a little vanilla, and then here comes Chris Sabin, and it's like, yes, this is the boost that the X Division needs. And then we felt awful both times he got hurt, because it's like, this is what they need. This is a guy who can carry the torch for TNA. He can be one of the faces. And it was just, I mean, we were so devastated. And it,
when it rains, it pours, man. When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, thank you, man. And, you know, just got to, I don't know, just have to define it in a positive way. You know, just that stuff wouldn't happen, wouldn't be where I am now. And, you know, certain things probably, you know, you could say they have it for a reason. Maybe they're just coincidences or whatever. But, you know, you do the best you can with the situation that you're given. So.
Right. And sticking with your time in TNA, and especially when you did come back and you ended up, you made it to the top, you became the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Talk about how that made you feel, and exactly what you were feeling like during that run as TNA World Champion.
I felt really good. I mean, it was an accomplishment, of course. You don't get into wrestling, well, I don't know, you're not very motivated in wrestling if you don't want to be the world champion. I mean, who doesn't want to be the world champion? That, of course, should be everybody's goal. And so it was very cool for me. It was very, it's just a very satisfying moment for it to happen. You know, I felt it was probably too soon. You know, I was only back for about 2 months after being out of action for 2 years. You know, I wish I could have had a longer build up to it. So, you know, having it happen right away for 2 months and then only having it for a couple of weeks after that, I thought it could have been done in a way better way and told away. Excuse me, I need some water.
And
sorry about that, pardon me.
No, take your time.
I thought it could have told, you know, if the story was told in a different way, that it could have gotten way more out of it and it could have lasted way longer than, you know, the short period that it did. But whatever, I'm so happy it happened. It was a good experience, and yeah, at least I can say that I've done that now.
Absolutely, and I do agree with you that it should have lasted longer the entire stretch. And TNA, it seemed at that point in time, had a pattern of doing that. Whether or not the belt would be on like an established like former WWE guy like Kurt Angle, or even not so much a WWE guy, but like AJ Styles, and then they seem to insert a guy like you, a guy like Austin Aries. James Storm, and they give him the ball. They put the belt on him, only to have it not snatched away. But they pulled it off in what seemed to be before the time that they should have had with it, and it seemed to be an established pattern that they did. Like I said, with guys like you, with Austin Aries, with James Storm. Why do you think that was, or if you have any insight as to why they would do that?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell. There's just a certain time, there's a certain point when you, you know, realize that, all right, it's ready, or, you know, we're ready to have this guy be the world champion. And it's hard to say when the right time is, when the wrong time is, but for each one it's different. But I think, you know, it's really hard to tell. It's just, you know, maybe someone just decided that was the right time for you know, whoever, me, Storm, or Aries, you know, when they did happen. But you know, it's really hard to tell, but for mine, definitely, I know the timing was way off.
It did seem off because I felt that you were, especially when it seems like when people get taken off TV, whether it by their choice or not by the choice in your case, cause you were injured. It seems like when they are out for a period of time, they come back, they're fresh and the crowd is ready for them again. They're like, oh man, he's coming back. I mean, we see it all in wrestling, like with Triple H when he tore his quad and guys like you. It seemed like you were ready to be the face of the company. And I thought that for a while when I fantasy book, like when I was a kid, fantasy book, and you were a guy that was always in the main event picture. What is it about? Is it just the freshness and then people, when it happens, they fall out of it, or people in creative, they're like, oh, this guy's fresh, let's give him the ball, but then they fall out of love with it?
I mean, you know, I really don't know. You know, I've never sat in on the creative meetings. I've never had, you know, a say in how the show is written or anything like that as far as the creative side goes. You know, I've always been on the other side. So, honestly, who knows what they were thinking, really.
Now, we talk a lot about your singles run, but, I mean, Motor City Machine Guns, probably probably one of the best tag teams in the last 25 years.
I'll say that.
You prefer working singles, or do you prefer the tag team aspect of wrestling?
I like both, and they're both very, very different. You know, I like the, you know, as far as tag team wrestling goes, I like having the two extra guys to be able to use as far as, you know, telling the story of the match goes. Singles is completely different because you're just on your own, you know. So, I honestly like them both a lot. I really have no preference.
Do you stay in contact with Allie? Allie. Jesus Christ. It was bound to
happen. Yeah, I talked to him last week, actually.
Is there a Motor City Machine Guns reunion somewhere in the near future? I know the Time Splitters are doing great over there in New Japan, but I mean, a Motor City Machine Gun reunion, I'd buy into that.
Thank you. That would be a fun thing to do. You know, I wouldn't hold your breath or anything like that, but that would be fun.
All right, Chris, heading back into PWG Battle of LA, this tournament concept seems to be a lost art in professional wrestling. WWE did away with King of the Ring a long time ago. How do you like this format as opposed to say, like, a battle royal? How do you compare a tournament, like a single night, in this case a three-day tournament, how do you compare, like, what does that mean, like, winning a tournament as opposed to winning a battle royal where it seems like anyone could get lucky and win a battle royal, but a tournament, you have to go through a certain amount of guys to become the tournament champion?
Well, sure, a tournament is way more grueling and way more physically demanding than a battle royal. I mean, a battle royal is just, you know, one match, you know, and you go out there and you have to eliminate guys and throw them over the top rope. In a tournament, you actually have to wrestle guys. You have to beat them and pin them to the mat. And you have to do that more than once in a tournament, you know. So I think you know, tournaments are just a lot more grueling, a lot harder on the body, a lot harder on you physically and mentally. And, yeah, and like you said, battle royal, I guess anyone could really get lucky in a battle royal and just win it. So, and, you know, I think you earn it more as far as being in a tournament goes. Whatever the prize may be.
Do you think that the tournament format is lost in mainstream pro wrestling? Would you like to see a once-a-year tournament in mainstream? And more importantly, do you think people would pay to see it?
Sure, I do, but I would like to see it, and I think people would pay to see it, but it would all depend on who's in the tournament, really. You know, as long as they had the right guys in the tournament, I think that depends most on which, you know, whether people would watch it or not.
Now you're set to take Ricochet on tomorrow night, and right now on the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla website, there's nothing going on for you tonight. Will you be at the show this evening?
No, I won't be there. I'm still home now. I don't leave till tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool. Very good. You're facing Ricochet first round. Is there anyone in the tournament, you know, if you can get past Ricochet, that you're really looking forward to working with? I mean, the Drew Gulaks of the world, the Zack Sabre Juniors, even like a Bobby Fish. I mean, is there someone you really want to work with that's taking part in the tournament?
Yeah, I'd like to work with Roderick Strong again, actually. I mean, him and I, a couple weeks ago, we were both in York together for our shows in England for Southside Wrestling, and we got to do a four-way match, but we didn't really get to do a lot of stuff together. Roddy ended up winning the match, but I thought, yeah, you know, Roddy's really good, and I'd like to wrestle him again. We had a really good match in PWG a few years ago, and I'd like to do it again with him, like, tear it up.
Is there any chance that might happen, PWG or Ring of Honor, being a Ring of Honor alumni? Is there any chance of you possibly making your way back to Ring of Honor?
I suppose the chance is always there. I don't really discriminate against who I work for, so there's nothing in the works right now, so I can't really say that it won't happen, but I can't say it will happen, so.
Fair enough. Now, I'm going to go a little off topic with the wrestling. I know you're an avid video game player. What's Chris Sabin doing playing these games today? Jesus.
League of Legends. PC game. Have you heard of it?
No, I'm not familiar with the League of Legends. I only play Madden, which I'm terrible at, and baseball, which I'm also not so good at.
Is it? Yeah, it's a Well, yeah, it's a PC game, and took over World of Warcraft. It's like real-time strategy. I took over World of Warcraft as the largest game in the world right now, actually. It's, like, super popular overseas. So, yeah, it's just a game like that. Like, I've been playing it for a couple of years. It's taken over my gaming life pretty much. You know, I don't even have a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One yet. I still have PS3 and 360 still. And I still play my 360 every once in a while. But, man, I'm just addicted to this game, you know.
And I just got into to retro gaming, where I'm collecting. I got like an Atari 2600, a Nintendo, regular Nintendo, a Genesis, and playing all these old games like Streets of Rage. And so, do you have any interest in the past in video games, the forefathers of video games, if you will?
Oh yeah. I grew up on video games. I still have my old Atari 2600. I have my old Nintendo. I have my old Genesis. I have my old Nomad, Dreamcast, Game Boys, my old Game Boy Color, my old Super Nintendo, all that stuff. I still have it all.
That's crazy. See, I had to go back and get them all because I got rid of them because I thought I would never be into video games again. And all of a sudden, thanks to these guys like the Game Chasers and stuff like that, who go around and go to flea markets and hunt old video games, that's what I found myself doing. If I see a sign for a garage sale, I'm on my way to work. I stop and I go to the garage sale and see if they have any fucking Super Nintendo games. What was your favorite game growing up as a kid?
Man, it's really hard to say. I liked a bunch of games. I loved all the Mario games, like for original Nintendo, like Star Tropics, Mike Tyson's Punch Out, Super Nintendo. I really liked, obviously, Final Fantasy III. That's where I got Saban from, was from a character in Final Fantasy III. Right. I really liked that a lot. Chrono Trigger, I liked the RPGs on Super Nintendo. Breath of Fire was sweet. Secret of Mana was sweet. Genesis, Shining Force, Shining Force 2.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the old school RPGs a lot. I used to play those a lot, but you know, I like the old. I don't play sports games now, but I used to play a lot of sports games. Like the last one I really liked was NHL 95 for Genesis.
I was just gonna say that.
It got a little too elaborate for me. Like you actually had to know the game and know plays. Like especially the Maddens. Like the old school football games were fun, like Tecmo Super Bowl but. I don't know, Blitz was a really sweet football game, actually. But they just got so complicated. I never played football, so I don't know the plays. It seems like you have to, like, know how to, like, pick plays at certain times and stuff. I just don't know that.
Did you fall into the wrestling gaming? Because I know we did with the Virtual Pro.
Yeah, and AJ Styles was a big Virtual Pro guy. We had a nice conversation with him about that. Virtual Pro Wrestling, the Japanese imports?
No, I never played Virtual Pro. I actually have Fire Pro on Super Nintendo. I have that, actually. I was just playing it not that long ago. So, yeah, other than that, I mean, and I like the ones, you know, WrestleMania 2000, WCW vs. NWO, all the ones that were on 64, No Mercy.
Right.
Man, those ones were just best.
Well, the Virtual Pro is very, very similar to N64 game. They're very similar to the No Mercy. It's basically the same grapple system.
Really?
Yeah, very similar. Same grapple system and stuff like that. Just basically the Japanese versions. Do yourself a favor and look into Virtual Pro 2 is the better game, but
what console?
N64.
Oh, it's 464. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
You just got to get the obviously, I don't know if they have like there's an adapter, or if you have like a Game Shark, I think that also doubles as an adapter just to fit an American system, or you can mod it, but I don't know how to do that. So, yeah, do yourself a favor and look into to Virtual Pro Wrestling 1 and 2.
Right on. I will do that.
Chris, before we wrap this up, we just want to mention again, this weekend you'll be in Los Angeles, in Reseda, for Battle of Los Angeles for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. But more importantly, Saturday, September 6th in Meriden, Connecticut, Wrestle Jam 12, a portion of the proceeds benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the YMCA in Meriden. 6:30 doors, 7:30 bell time, $15 for all seats. Main event is going to be Chris Sabin against The Juice, JT Dunn. The Wrestle Jam Championship is on the line as Hollow Wicked defends against Biff Busick. Brian Fury takes on Drew Gulak. Gran Akuma takes on Fire Ant. Friend of the show, Chris Dickinson, takes on David Starr and more. Get out there, support what Wrestle Jam is doing. It's for a great cause, and you're going to get a night of awesome wrestling. Follow the guys at Wrestle Jam on Facebook.com/WrestleJam1 and on Twitter @WrestleJamCT. And then if you're on Twitter, I highly recommend you follow our friend here, Mr. Chris Sabin, at Project Sabin on Twitter. And he also has a Pro Wrestling Tees website, prowrestlingtees.com/Chris Sabin. Just released is the new Detroit City Chris Sabin T-shirt. So check that out. Support guys like Chris Sabin.
Chris, are you big into the social media?
No, not really at all. I don't really like it that much, honestly. I mean, I don't have anything against it. It's just not for me personally.
Right. Sure.
So yeah, that's why I don't have a Facebook or anything. Like I have a Twitter, you know what I mean, that I'll post up on sometimes. But you know, I don't have Facebook or really anything else.
Go follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Every once in a while, he throws up a new T-shirt and maybe some video gaming tips. Who knows? It's worth the support. Chris, it's been a pleasure. Anything else you'd like to leave us with before we let you go about your business today, sir?
I don't think so. I just want to say thank you guys for having me on, and thank you for the plugs. I appreciate it. And I also have a website for anyone that you know wants to check out or keep up on my stuff, and that's chrissabin.net. So, you know, you can keep up on what shows I'm doing, pictures from the shows, results, whatnot. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
This is the King of Old School, Steve Corino, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast on www.shiningwizards.com.
That was the one and only Chris Sabin. Not a bad interview for a couple guys who weren't really prepared until about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Fucking I stumbled over everything.
I called, Alex Shelley Alice?
Allie.
Ugh, God, what a
At least you made a hybrid out of it.
What a dope I am.
Yeah, that was nice, short and sweet with Chris Sabin. It was cool. Very, very welcome surprise. Very awesome dude. Got a little video game chat in at the end.
So make sure you guys are out there. You're supporting Chris Sabin and all the other guys in the indie scene that are busting their asses for us. And we can't stress how important Wrestle Jam 12 is. That was really the main reason Chris was on the show, thanks to our friend Michael Banks. Wrestle Jam 12 taking place Saturday, September 6th at the Meriden YMCA, 110 West Main Street in Meriden, Connecticut. Portion of the proceeds benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the YMCA in Meriden. $15 tickets for the rest of the seats. First and second row are sold out. Doors are at 6:30. Bell time is at 7:30. Tickets can be directly purchased at the Meriden YMCA or online. Email mbanks630@yahoo.com. First time ever, Chris Sabin, our guest, against JT Dunn. Hollow Wicked against Biff Busick.
JT Dunn, man. Did you see that picture he put on Facebook the other day?
Of him with the gold and Clark in the background telling him to shut the fuck up?
With the caption, the Clark, that says, Clark, shut the fuck up. That was fucking hysterical. Kudos to JT Dunn.
Brian Fury against Drew Gulak. Dave Cole will be on the show. Akuma will be on the show. Fire Ant, Chris Dickinson, David Starr,
the Kim Dirty Lee, Daddy,
Jigsaw, and more. Follow them on Twitter at WrestleJamCT. Like them on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestleJam1. WrestleJam1. You can go there for all the information. Again, it's next Saturday. The kids are back at school. You are back to the grind. Take a night off. Get out.
Go see the show, man. If anything, for the good cause. But it's gonna be worth its weight, dude. You're helping a good cause, and you're gonna see some amazing wrestling featuring some of the best talent in the Northeast and in the country.
So that's very important, and we want you guys to get out there, support them, and all independent wrestling. It's a short show. We did something a little different. The Battle of Los Angeles preview, which I think me and Kevin did a good job at.
Think so.
I don't know how the rest of the guys are going to feel about it, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see, and we'll get our balls busted.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure the guys will have fun with it. And Tuesday, when we have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, finally. He had to, not finally, he only rescheduled once, but he had to reschedule, but he will be with us Tuesday on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
So keep your ears out and your eyes open for that show. He's also going to be with us at Legends of the Ring in Monroe September 20th, 12:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. He'll be at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast table. You will not be able to miss the table. We are right between the two double doors when you go in and out of the conference room. $30 for an autograph, $30 for a picture, $50 for a combo. That combo allows you either one autograph and one picture, two pictures, two autographs.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he doesn't do these very often. I think that he did Mid-Atlantic, or he's doing Mid-Atlantic, and then it's Legends. So just come out and say hello to us and get yourself some Ricky Steamboat signatures.
And then that night we'll be in Rahway, New Jersey for PWS Fired Up. Mr. Steamboat will be there.
As the guest commissioner.
The newly added Rob Van Dam.
Yes, RVD,
will
baby.
Be at the show. And many more, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Check them out. Monday Night Mayhem will air this Monday night, episode number 2. Episode 1 was a huge success. Big shout out to all those guys, David Adams, Dave Destruction, wonderful play-by-play guys. Shining Wizards Eddie does a phenomenal job at putting together the footage, and he deserves a ton of credit. I know Angelina Love gave him a shout out for his editing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge that she did.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking sharp. She gave him a shout-out, too. So
awesome.
Props to Eddie.
And this Monday, they're making a major announcement that Pat and Kevin have both said will change the landscape of pro wrestling as we know it in our area and potentially the country. And when these two guys, when Pat, Eric, and Kevin collectively, when Pat has his mind set on something, he reaches for the stars and doesn't accept anything less. So you can mark my words for them that what they have coming Monday, I don't know what it is yet, but we will find out Monday. I just know that if it's Pat, if it's Eric, if it's Kevin, if it's PWS, it will deliver, and I can't wait to watch Monday Night Mayhem at ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube as well. But, yeah, watch the show, man. It's doing real well. It's got over, I think, 2,000-something viewers in just a couple days.
It's pretty badass.
So, so support our good friends at Pro Wrestling Syndicate and Create a Pro Wrestling run by Brian Myers, Kurt Hawkins, and Pat.
And don't forget to support our brothers to the north, Smash Wrestling, at Smash Wrestling on Twitter, smash-wrestling.com. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And real quick, just a quick little shout-out to these guys have a Facebook group. They're called Squared Circle Entertainment. I bring them up every now and again. They're just a bunch of fun guys. They post stories from the news sites, and they put it all on their webpage. They have fun. They post pictures of boobs a lot. The guys, they love titties on this show, on this group. So, and they let me post our show there with no restraints, and I appreciate that. So the guys at Squared Circle Entertainment, thank you. And I guess the Shining Wizard Network group, or did we already do that?
I plugged them at the beginning of the show.
There it is.
There it is. We have a very limited amount of pink and black t-shirts available, so go to shiningwizards.com/merch and get yourself a pink and black logo kick t-shirt. For all your other Shining Wizards Network t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. For Shining Wizards Kevin, this is Shining Wizards Matt. We'll see you guys Tuesday for the big Ricky Steamboat show. I don't even know why I say I'll see you guys Tuesday, because you might listen to this Tuesday, and then you might not get to the Steamboat show till Thursday, because I'm sure you guys have lives and you can't dedicate all your time.
No, they don't. They listen to us first and foremost. They wake up, they eat a bowl of Lucky Charms, and then they have the Shining Wizards podcast in their ears by 9 a.m.
Look, I love it, but, I mean, let's be real. Some of these people have to have lives, right?
I was kidding, man.
I figured you were.
Listen, support your families. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Okay.
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 All right. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We'll see you guys down the road. Have a great night.
Peace.
See ya.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just a little crazy. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just a little crazy. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just a little